Hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show, and we're talking about worrying today. Yes, do you worry too much? Are you driving your family crazy with all the worry? Do you have those ruminating thoughts just going around? You're worried about this, you're worried about that. What if this happens? What if that happens? Worry today. That's what we're talking about on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Now, the show team's in place. We're not worried at all. We're all in place. I'm here. We've got Rich on the phones, ready, willing, and able to answer your call. Michael McCall is on the controls. He's a fine producer doing a fabulous job. Ace is on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hi, guys in the chats. Tell us if you're a warrior. And not a warrior, a worrier, right? If you worry a lot. I have to say that slowly. We're talking about that anxious kind of worry, the fears, the things that just invade our minds and really paralyze us. You know, worry can do that. It can, if we worry too much, you know, if we keep worrying in its place and we can function well, then it's something we can work around, we can manage. But sometimes we get so overwhelmed with things that we are worrying about that we get paralyzed, we get stuck. We get depressed, we get down, it is not good, and that's why Padre Pio said, pray, hope, and don't worry. Why? Because worry is useless. It's useless. It does nothing. And God is merciful and will hear your prayers. Now, I like to say the famous quote by St. Francis de Sales, God commands us to pray and forbids us to worry. When God is going to forbid something, when God is going to say, you better not do it, we better not do it. Although some of us, it's ingrained in us. We learned it as children. It's kind of part of the way our culture, the way we were brought up. My mother was like a professional person that could worry for the best. She could worry for everybody in the whole town. My mother was fantastic at that. But it overwhelmed her. It really took her down at times because the worry became so great that she found it hard sometimes to really find the peace, you know, and find the joy in life. So has that happened to you? How are you dealing with it? Are you, being consumed with thoughts of worry and fears and what ifs and about the future or even about the past? Sometimes people worry about the things they did in the past and how that's going to affect them for all of eternity. We can talk about this from every angle, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Just what you got to do, though, is fill those phone lines. Why? Because the show is all about you. You bring your wisdom, your lived experiences, your understanding, your questions, your comments to the table. And that's how we have this very robust discussion on the topics that we introduce. So if you sit this out and you just sit there and go, okay, I want to learn today. I want to just hear about this. Yeah, I worry a lot and I want to hear what everybody else is saying. Well, okay, you can do that. And that's great. But we really want your participation. Now, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Rich is so wonderful to talk to. You will have the best experience. And he'll chat with you for a few minutes and he'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live and then you slip right into the discussion. So it's really simple. On social media and drop it in the chats. And Ace McKay will pick it up and he'll put it on the show document and I'll add your comment to the discussion. So the question is, just think about it for a moment. Oh, phone lines are lighting up. Good job, you guys. Think about it for a moment and then call in with your take on this. Do you worry too much? It's that simple. Do you worry too much? I'll be the first one to answer. Yeah, there are many times I worry way too much. I have lost sleep over worrying about things. I have gotten sick over worrying about things. I have gotten depressed over worrying about things. As I get older, I've learned how to not worry and to let go, but it's taken me, I'm going to be 60 this year, folks. So it's taken me, I'm a work in progress. It's taken me a long time. I'm not the easiest, you know, person of learning new things. I get in my patterns. Everybody does. But yeah, I'll be the first one to admit it. I can tell you, though, that I have a much better life today than I did 20 years ago because I worried about things that never happened. They never happened. I just spent all that time, all that energy thinking about things, you know, fretting over things, really just stressing over things, and they never happened. What a waste. What a waste. That's why Padre Pio said worry is useless. So the number to dial, super simple, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. I really want to hear from you, and I want you to fill up those last open phone lines. Again, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Now, if you don't have time today because you're super busy, I understand it. I respect that, but I do expect your company because that's what Take Two is all about. Going on almost 10 years. June 15th, it'll be 10 years the Take Two family has kept it going and growing. Okay, if you don't have time, though, and you want to text us, a lot of people are choosing the text feature. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your question or comment about worrying today. And just know that message and data rates may apply. I would like to go all around the country and even outside of the country. I'd like to go to Canada and other places that listen to Take Two, like Sweden and Portugal. And so there's so many folks I want to hear from, all the Take Two family. So you know who you are. You email us all the time. And by the way, we love your emails and we read everything. Please don't be concerned that we're not in touch. It's just we get an abundance of emails and we read everything. So I know a few of you have reached out internationally and said, hey, is there something that I did? You're not responding. Not at all. We love you guys. We love everything you have to say. We listen to everything you have to say. We are family and we really accept one another here on Take Two. We've done it for 10 years. That's the way Jerry and I really envisioned it. And we prayed about it and we set it up to be a family that is very welcoming and is very big. And we enjoy each other. Even if we have a difference of opinions, even if sometimes we criticize others, we're not going to hold it against each other. We're going to move along as the mystical body of Christ, and we're all going to get back heaven. We're all going to get back to heaven together, right? Oh, the answer should be right. Okay, you hear that music. When I come back, I'm going to get to the phones. We're going to have Donna from Sioux Falls, South Dakota first leading the discussion, and I'd like you to join her at 833-288-3986. Be right back. Okay, I'm asking the question today, do you worry too much? Maybe you don't worry at all. Maybe you're so chill, you're so laid back. You don't worry about anything. You just roll with everything. I want to know what you're taking, if there's any medication or something like that. No, just kidding. But seriously, how do you do it? How do you feel about that? Like, did you learn that? Did you have a bad experience and you said, I'm never going to worry again? That was a waste of time. Were your parents really just super easy to get along with, and so you never worried about anything? Really share with the world, because you could really help all of us. I mean, I know you would help me today, and that's great. I really could use it because I think worry is in my DNA. I will tell you that over the years of being in life coaching, I have met many people, and different cultures have different things that they kind of bring with it that is their unique aspect of their culture. I do believe that Italians can worry very much. That's why they can be a little bit superstitious and things like that. And I know other cultures and heritage will have those kinds of elements too. And so it's really interesting. Now, you shouldn't fall back on that and just say, well, because I am Italian, I'm going to be a worrier. You know, you really shouldn't do that and label it, because that doesn't have room for growth. But I do think some of it is you know, pushed into the daily life and upbringing of children and things. And so I know that happened to me and my five brothers and sisters. So it's very interesting. So let's talk about it from all angles. Donna, hang on. Don't go anywhere. I just wanted to share with everyone, on this day, June 3rd, Father Anthony Mary celebrates 25 years anniversary of ordination, was ordained in 2000, 25 years, Father Anthony Mary. If you're listening, congratulations and God bless you. Everybody needs to say prayers for all of our priests that have really just embraced their vocation and stayed with it and is going strong and helping all of us, like Father Anthony Mary, 25 years, you guys. That's a long time. And congratulations. I love all of these anniversaries. Okay, so Donna is up first. I want to just make sure I give the number again because we do have two open phone lines for the first group of callers. So if you want to get in right away for this first half of the show, now is the time to do it. Don't wait any longer. We're talking about, I'm asking the question, do you worry too much? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833. 288-3986. Okay, let's go to Donna. She's waiting so patiently. She's first from Sioux Falls, South Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Our friends there at Real Presence Radio have been going strong with us from day one. So Donna, we love you already because we love Real Presence Radio. So welcome to Take Two.
Thank you for taking my call. I am worried because my 21-year-old nephew died. And he was never baptized.
So, okay. Okay, Donna, this is probably the hardest call. And I've recently heard this situation many times. And this is the unfortunate thing that happens when people are not baptized young, and there's some kind of idea of letting the kids wait until they get older, and then they never get baptized, and you lost your 21-year-old nephew who died without being baptized. Okay, now we know that those are the facts, right? But now let's really talk God. Let's talk God for a minute, okay? Donna, tell me about your nephew. Did he believe in God?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. There you go.
He had cancer when he was 15 years old. They found cancer, that grew on the bone. And at that time I sent him a St. Anthony card in metal, necklace metal. Mm-hmm. My husband's name was Tony. And so, St. Anthony is known for miracles, so that's why I did that. And I sent a prayer card to everybody in the family so we could pray for him. He never got over it entirely, but he functioned and went to college and so forth. And this was kind of a freak thing that he died from. He got sick with a stomach flu and died. Mm-hmm. And he was a good person. He there was somebody sitting alone, he'd go over and talk to him and ask him to join. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they live in another state, so I didn't see a lot of them.
Right, right. Okay,
but, so I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay, okay. So can you give us his first name for the prayer book? Do you feel comfortable giving us his first name so we can pray for him, his soul?
Sure, Sam.
Sam, okay. Can you tell us, did he ever express that he wanted to be baptized, or did he ever express that he wanted to get closer to God? Do you know of any of that?
No, I don't know any of that. His mom grew up Catholic and went to Catholic school, but I just don't know. Okay. My grief is that he wasn't baptized, and what goes from here, and, you know, I just wondered, there is no time in heaven. And couldn't I silently baptize him?
Well, okay, so here's where it gets very tricky. You're absolutely correct. There's no time in heaven. What I would suggest for you to do is to dedicate prayers and masses for Sam. Okay. And I would ask God for the mercy and for the understanding of the fact that he was young. He was only 21 years old when he was called home. And I would really trust completely in God's mercy, that your desire and the understanding of his nature, that he did indeed was open to God and was, like you said, was a good person. Now, we do know that, you know, there's a lot of good people out there that probably may not make it to heaven for various reasons. So good doesn't always equal being in heaven, right? So we know that, but it's a desire to get back home to God. And what I would do, which I think would be better and more effective in moving the mercy of God and for Sam, and you're absolutely correct that there's no time in heaven. I would, because God stands outside of time, I would have a series of masses said for Sam, and I would dedicate prayers and novenas and do some fasting for his soul. And I would do that actually till you take your last breath. And then I would trust in God that at the moment at his death, Sam, or even before that, you know, maybe there was a strong desire in him to be part of God's family, to be close to God. And God takes it from there. The beauty of what you're going to do is you're just, see, I got chills when I said this, Donna, so that I always believe that's the Holy Spirit. So the beauty of what you're going to do, Donna, is you're going to trust in God. You're going to trust in God's mercy, and you're going to do your part on behalf of Sam. And you're going to step in there and really get heaven's attention. I would not be surprised if maybe 5, 6, 7 months down the road, you receive some kind of confirmation, not from Sam, but in some other way, that somebody says to you, or you get a confirmation that Sam was a person that wanted to know God and love God. And it wouldn't surprise me, because I've seen that many times. And then that would be, in my opinion, your indication that Sam is in a good place. Because we don't know what happens the moments before somebody dies. We don't know what happens when they transition. We don't know exactly what happens when they meet the Lord. Okay. But the Lord is the one that knows. But what we get to do is we get to trust. So that would be what I would take on, Donna. And if you can do that, I think you'll be very pleased when you meet the Lord. What do you say?
Already had one mass for him. And mm-hmm. I've said the divine mercy many times for
perfect. Him. Perfect. Perfect. Here's another thing I'd like you to do. When you get a chance, talk to a priest about this, exactly what you just shared with us. And I can assure you that probably if it's a priest that you trust and you like and you feel that he's a really good, solid priest, he will bring you some comfort as well.
Okay. We have three wonderful ones in our pastorate.
Good.
So I can talk to any one of them.
Good. Good. Definitely.
Okay. Debbie.
Okay. Well, you. Thanks. But here's the thing, Donna. You got to not worry. Okay. And have build up trust, because when we build up more trust in God over what we're worried about, God is pleased with that. And when God is pleased, things happen that are really good. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. God bless you. And we're praying for Sam as well. And I'm sorry for your loss. But you're a wonderful aunt. I mean, it was your nephew. And I know family, it's hard when we lose family, especially if they've drifted away from the faith, or, you know, if something of that nature, it's painful. But we're with you, Donna. So God bless you. Keep us posted if you get any confirmations, okay? Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Okay. I hope I say your name correctly. Is it Elisa from Framingham, Massachusetts, on our friends at the Station of the Cross? Elisa, did I get it correct?
Yes, you did.
Oh, hi, Elisa. You're so, what a beautiful name. I love saying your name. Okay. Go ahead. Tell me what you want to talk about worrying.
Thank you. Well, my name's Elisa Marie, and we just had the visitation. So I feel like my name is that mystery. And this is about my connection with my mom. So I am pretty much in the Padre Pio. I'm his spiritual daughter, right? Pray, hope, don't worry. I've been through cancer. I've been through hard things. passing of three grandparents. But now I have my mom, the last of my kids' grandparents alive. She's 92, 100% Italian. So we connect. We're cousins and cugini in that worrying of family connection. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to help my mom, to want to be present to her in her concerns, which are valid older concerns that I'm not really even sure what it's going to be like when I'm 92, if I ever get there, right? Mm-hmm. To be vulnerable to all the parts of that, but also to bring, you know, like I can't give her peace. But I want to.
Right.
And I pray for her, and I try to both hear her concerns, but also try to build up that trust side. And so how do I accompany her, and how do I keep my peace in the middle of that is my question.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. I can totally relate to this. Believe me. Okay. So give me an idea of what one of her major concerns, you know, what is it that's bothering her?
I think it's her place where she is in life. Like, she's living at home. We're trying to get all the care. She wants to be in her home, but there's a lot of concerns about that. I'm at a distance. My sister's close. So all these logistics of daily living, I think, is the big thing. And she's grieving. My father passed 6 years ago. She's still grieving his loss.
Gotcha. Okay. Can you give us your mom's first name? I want to put her in the book. I'll start praying for her. Can you give us her first name?
Please, Lillian. Calogera, but Lillian in English.
Gotcha. Love it. I love it. Okay. So what you want to do with your mom, and, you know, I was trained in scrupulosity. I'm not saying your mom is scrupulous, but I was trained in scrupulosity, and there's a lot of principles you can use for this. What you want to do is constantly stress the positive. Every time your mom says anything that is fear-based or negative, you counter it with something very positive and a truth. Okay. And if you have to go into scripture, because it's a living word of God and it's the truth. And just keep doing that for a couple reasons, Elisa, because number one, you are dripping on your mom the truth, which is a positive, because typically our senior generation, our older generation above us, they can worry a lot, okay? And they have a lot of fears because, you know, they came out of some difficult times when they were growing up, and so they bring that with them into their older age when they are ready to leave this earth. And so what you want to do is flood her with way more positive than whatever she is putting out that is negative. But you're going to have to do it like 10 times more. And there's a reason you want to do it that way, is because it's also going to help you and protect you. Because remember, when somebody shares something that is fear-based or negative or something that is a worry, there's nowhere for that to go. So you're going to absorb it. And so you got to make sure... Right. You got to make sure you reject it and cancel it, but you cancel it with an overwhelming sense of truth. Okay. Because typically, Elisa, here's the problem in family relationships, especially, you know, we talked about us being of Italian heritage. There's a tendency to have a short fuse and to shut it down quickly. Okay. Mm-hmm. And to stop it. And that only causes more stress and tension in the relationship. So if you choose to blanket it with an abundance of positive, kind of really like you're almost like in a fantasy land, you know, positive sense where it's almost annoying to the other person, that will actually protect you better.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help at all?
It does.
Yeah. I used to use it all the time. It worked like a charm. It was fantastic. So, Elisa, you're awesome. Thank you so much. I've got you and your whole family in the book. And sorry, but I know you said your dad passed 6 years ago, but I it's still, when we lose our parents, it's very hard. Thank you so much for calling in. We've got an open phone line there at 833-288-3986. We're talking about worrying today on Take Two. Okay, we're talking about worrying today, or how not to worry and to manage it, not to let it overwhelm you. And what are the techniques, the tips, the tools? Well, we share them with each other because we are a family, and that's what families do. So if you have something to say about this, maybe you're a counselor, a therapist, somebody that specializes in this area. If you can impart some free advice to us, we would be very grateful. 833-288-EWTN. That's the way to get us. 833-288-3986. Our dear friend Ron, hang on, don't go anywhere. I want to do a big shout out. We have really big news from our friends at Oklahoma Catholic Radio. Jeff Fennell tells us that their newest station, KMSJ 90.9 FM, is now on the air in McAlester, Oklahoma. So congratulations to Father Jovita and his staff at St. John the Evangelist in McAlester for getting this station on the air. And KMSJ is located 2 miles from the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAlester, known as Big Mac, which makes it ideal to get the EWTN radio signals over the walls of the prison to minister to the inmates inside. This has been a goal of Oklahoma Catholic Radio, to minister to these inmates for over a decade. Thank God that he has blessed Oklahoma with this new radio station. The penitentiary, I'm crying because I can't even say it. That makes me so happy. You have no idea, you guys. That's huge. Do you guys really hear this? Okay. There is a signal right outside of the Oklahoma State Prison to reach the inmates with the gospel message, the word of God. Okay. Remember, we say this all the time, that Catholic radio reaches behind prison walls. Well, right here in Oklahoma, it's doing that. God bless you guys. This is awesome. I'm a mess. I'm totally an emotional mess. I can't even speak. That is huge. I'm very big on prison ministry, very big on it, because I think they are so forgotten. Rehabilitation doesn't exist sometimes. And one of the ways that we can penetrate the soul and really pierce and help the hearts is to get in there with the message. And so Oklahoma Catholic Radio, way to go, you guys. That's huge. Huge. I can't even speak. I'm crying. This is a mess. This is when I need Jerry, because when I start crying, then Jerry takes over. Okay, let's go to Ron. He always has something to say in Los Angeles, California, on YouTube. I'm waving to you, Ron. And I'm very emotional, but you go ahead.
Cock-a-doodle doo you and all the others out there.
Aw, thank you, Ron. Thank you.
I'm glad I was able to get in this morning. The topic was pretty well what I needed. I had the biggest worry I probably have had was to do something of sin, offense to God, that was large enough to keep me from going to heaven. I've had other issues, but that was usually the top line of something going on. And so with my proverbial wave, I want to thank EWTN and all the others that have been a part of my life for the last 27 years, who have helped me get on that straight path towards home. And when things got dark and I had to deal with things in a very difficult way, I've been able to carry through. And yeah, Padre Pio and his Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry has been quite a bit on my mind, along with things of the passages of St. Teresa of Avila when she was knocked off the buggy in the mud and, said to God, you know, if you treat your friends this way, no wonder you have so few. So there's that bit of, you know, sarcasm and humor that can kind of help me through some of these days.
Mm-hmm.
But having prayer warriors and friends that I've yet to see eye to eye, it has definitely helped me on that journey to be able to somewhat overcome a lot of that worry. And sometimes it's just a matter of being home alone, being sequestered, and all this medical issues that I got to deal with. It's difficult to do this thing on a physically an alone journey.
Yeah. Well, Ron, you know, I have to tell you something, though. In all the years that I've known you and we've been friends, you're the most interesting person, because you're able to handle things coming at you. And I know it's difficult and I know it's painful because you've shared that, but you're able to somehow roll with it. And I just admire that about you. But you know, sometimes I think, you know, how do you actually cope day to day with it. And I do think a lot of, I mean, you have a great sense of humor. And our producer, Michael, and I, we talk about it all the time. Michael and I constantly chat about how you got to keep a sense of humor. So that's important. But it's interesting, Ron, you've leaned on your faith. You love EWTN. You're a valued member of the Take-Two family. But Ron, what would you say to somebody who's in a similar situation as you, right? With a lot of the things you're dealing with, the physical ailments and situations that are going on in life. What would you say to somebody who they're really struggling? The worry is so great that it doesn't allow them to even experience the beauty of life. What would you say to them? Give some advice to somebody that's listening today that could really use it.
I would say, first of all, those who have been acquainted with the Bible, especially the Catholic Bible, where all the books are involved, included, in the places of Scripture where God is talking about himself and the vast, infinite business of his mercy, his love towards us, it's got to be the first motivation of being able to get through to the other side of whatever it is we're going through. Mm-hmm. And I've had, at the end of April, I had one of those Job moments where I had my argument with God. I was in a great deal of pain. I was totally frustrated. And I was sitting on the fence line looking at the edge of the cliff. Mm-hmm. And I was reminded within 24 hours that God's love was so overpowering that it kept me here. Mm-hmm. He keeps me alive regardless of whether I know it or not.
Right.
That for every breath, every moment I have is all God's gift to myself and to all of us. That without God's attention, without God's love on us, we would simply evaporate and we'd disintegrate, not in a puff of smoke, but we'd just simply disappear. Because if he let go of us, all our cells would just disintegrate and we'd be gone.
Right.
And that's
right.
Not who God is. God is so full of love. And whether we're sinners or whether we're just hanging on by, you know, claws on the branch like the cat in the poster,
right,
hanging their baby.
Right.
If we think about and keep in mind that God is above everything. There's nothing that God can't do. If we open up, if we trust, if we put our hands in the air and say, Daddy, Daddy, pick me up, please. I can't do this myself.
Right.
If we put that kind of trust in God, the pain, the trials, everything we go through can be managed. Mm-hmm. And we may not ever show it, may never need it or feel it. But even with the passage of the footprints poster and wording, mm-hmm. when we see only a single pair of tracks, it's not us. It's God suspending us off the ground and holding us and cradling mm-hmm. us and keeping us enveloped in his love mm-hmm. to get through to the other side when we cannot do it ourselves.
Wow. Ron, that was powerful. See, that's what keeps you going. You're awesome. That is amazing. Thank you so much. You know, you probably helped thousands of souls today. I mean, really, you have to look at this because we are broadcasting worldwide. So there are a lot of people listening, a lot of people tuned in their rental cars all over the place, behind prison walls, you know, in hospital rooms, and they're listening to you, Ron. So thank you so very much, sir, for contributing in such a beautiful way to this conversation. God bless you, Ron. Thank you for checking in with us, and prayers continue for you. Okay, brother?
And Debbie, God bless, and early happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be celebrating June 15th. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. Okay. That was Ron from Los Angeles, California, weighing in on this, just brilliantly sharing some wisdom about God's love. Absolutely. We agree with him. I just wanted to say I'm getting messages now coming in from prison ministers who are in the ministry work of reaching those that are inmates with the gospel message. You guys share with me the emotion and the excitement for Oklahoma Catholic Radio. I agree with you. It's huge. It's a work of mercy. And it's a beautiful thing to reach those that so many there in prison feel like they are forgotten. They are rejected, feel like there's no place for them. And that's not true. And we can really minister to them in a beautiful Christ-like way. So I I share the excitement and the joys of, and the tears of excitement for what's happening there in Oklahoma. So way to go, guys. If you're listening, another kudos for more from the Take Two family. Several messages came in that they're involved in prison ministry and are so excited for Oklahoma. Wow. It's an exciting day today. We're celebrating. Let's go to Kathy in Augusta, Georgia, listening on St. Paul Radio. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. What I'm having to say, it's kind of trite compared to all the other people that called in, but I thought it just showed the love and gentleness and greatness of God. Last year at the Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis, my new husband and I was a widow for 7 years, and I had gotten married. We'd been married for about 5 months. We went to the Eucharistic Congress, and at the Eucharistic Congress, there's so many big places to go and places you have to walk to get any food, and we were getting to that point of being hangry, and there's only one little place left and a huge long line, mm-hmm. a lot of sun, and my husband was sitting in the shade. We were taking turns being in the sun and being in the shade and waving this long line, and I wanted to make plans for the afternoon conferences so we wouldn't be shut out from any of the good ones. He said, just be patient, we'll get there, just be okay. And I was thinking, like, I want to make plans. And so I was getting anxious inside of myself, like I want to get it organized. And so I saw these two ladies right ahead of me, and I said, hey, ladies, I need some prayer. Mm-hmm. And I explained to them how I was a new wife and I wanted to organize things. And one lady, she was so perfect, and she said, honey, I've been a widow about 5 years. My late husband, he was so chill. He was a great businessman, but he was the most chill person in the world, and I always wanted to organize and get things done fast, but he was so chill. And she said, I would do anything to have him back and to be chill with him mm-hmm. and just to go with the flow, and, you know, nothing bad ever happened. It always worked out, and I said, oh, thank you, God, for putting the perfect person right mm-hmm. in front of me at this big mm-hmm. conference. Mm-hmm. I said, would you pray for me? And they laid their hands on me and prayed for me. And from then on, I filled out, and I gave God, I let my husband be my husband, and everything worked out beautifully. But I just give God praise and thanks for having put those perfect women in the line right in mm-hmm. front of me mm-hmm. when I needed them. So that's all. Just always, we always have to just trust God. He's got the best plan ever.
Right.
And the scripture yesterday said, in this world there will be suffering, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world and all the big things and the little things.
Amen.
So that's what I have to share.
Amen. That was beautifully shared. Thank you so much. And Kathy, you know what I love about that? Those were strangers at the Eucharistic Congress, right? Those were strangers that imparted that wisdom. You know, sometimes when our spouse or even our friends or our family members, if they say to us, you know, just chill out, you know, just chill out, that could be irritating, right? But when a stranger says it, we're like, wow, is that coming from heaven? Right? Is that it? And so I say this all the time, Kathy, God has such a great sense of humor. He knows us so well that he puts a stranger in front of us who can impart this great pearl of wisdom. And we go, wow, you know, and I love that, Kathy. And I'm glad you shared it with us because you're so spot on. And I love how you quoted scripture. So thank you so much for gracing this conversation today.
God bless you. God bless all your listeners. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Have a beautiful rest of your day in Augusta, Georgia, beautiful area of the country. We're going to go to a beautiful area of Canada, Nova Scotia. Our dear friend Wilma, she got in before the end of the show. Wilma, you are notorious for getting at the end of Take Two, and I can hardly get a chance to talk to you. So now I have plenty of time. Wilma, welcome back.
Hi, thank you, Debbie. Mm-hmm. I was just listening to your show. The lady with the nephew that died with, I believe you said, without the benefit of baptism.
That's
and
correct.
She was quite worried about him. And you know what? It took my mind right to St. Faustina's Diary.
Mm-hmm.
And in St. Faustina's Diary, in, would you call it a chapter or a line?
Yeah, the entries of the diary. Yes, go ahead.
That's right, exactly, the entry of the diary.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I often attend upon the dying and through entreaties obtain for them trust in God's mercy. and I implore God for an abundance of divine grace, which is always victorious. God's mercy sometimes touches the sinner at the last moment in a wondrous and mysterious way. Outwardly, it seems as if everything were lost, but it is not so. The soul, illumined by a ray of God's powerful final grace, turns to God in the last moment with such a power of love that in an instant it receives from God forgiveness of sin and punishment, while outwardly it shows no sign of either repentance or of contrition, because souls at that stage no longer react to external things. Oh, how beyond comprehension is God's mercy. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely amazing. And I'm so glad you shared it, Wilma, because you stepped up. You answered the Holy Spirit and you stepped up. And I pray that Donna is still listening from Real Presence Radio about her nephew, Sam. And you're spot on. And this is what I was sharing about just leaning on the mercy of God and trusting God and feeling that God has this covered, because God takes care of each soul right until the very last, you know, millisecond, right? And so there's so many ways for us to reach the merciful side of God, and God knows that. I mean, He knows the circumstances of our life, and so I agree with you. And did you read? I don't know if you heard that Donna was doing the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for her nephew, and when I encouraged her to continue to do that, but add masses for Sam as well. So I am so grateful to you, Wilma, that you confirmed that for the last moments of a soul in the encounter with God, very important. And that it falls true with those that die by suicide as well. And so that's why there's so much to be learned about God's mercy, but there's so much that we can apply by way of trust. And you nailed it when you shared that the entry from St. Faustina's diary. Any other comments? I think I got it, though, because I love the diary. It's one of my favorite things.
And I'd like to say, too, how important it is to have this diary in your home. Mm-hmm. You know, the Spirit leads you there.
Right.
If you have this book and you open it, you'll find a nugget or just this, you know, in a time of worry or despair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll be able to go back and read this and say, oh, yes, you know,
yeah,
she said that because Jesus told her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
absolutely
a wonderful book.
Oh, absolutely. And Wilma, look at the timing of this, okay? This is the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, right? St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, right? Same thing. It's the Ocean of Mercy. Same thing about going deeply into God's merciful heart, right? And then, and that was many, many centuries ago. And then God felt the need, because it we weren't getting it deep enough, for as Saint Faustina said, yes, and you know, restated and emphasized exactly this, the Ocean of Mercy and the understanding of God's Sacred Heart, right? And because of that, you've got the most amazing John Paul II being able to have the Divine Mercy image in every church around the world. I mean, this is huge. When you look at how this has developed and unfolded for us, I mean, there's a reason that God wanted this communicated to the world. So Wilma, you're spot on. I totally agree. I think everybody should give the Diary of St. Faustina as Christmas gifts this year.
Yep. We just thank the Holy Spirit, right, Debbie? I mean,
yep,
you know, it has little to do with us, but all to do with Him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so glad I had plenty of time to talk with you. I always feel so bad when I have to cut our conversation short. So I'm so glad we spent time together, and have a beautiful rest of your day in Nova Scotia. I love that area where you live. You live in a little slice of heaven, Wilma. Okay. God bless you. Thank you. Let me just go to a highlight. This afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Dr. Ray Guarendi takes calls and talks about family, marriage and relationships. In case you're interested, you don't have to do what I do, but it's right after this show, take two, and I listen to Dr. Ray. He is just fabulous to learn, to listen to, and to laugh with. He's amazing the way he delivers really, really wonderful tips and skills for us to have really strong families and our marriage and relationships. So he's done a great job. Okay, so that's coming up right after take two. But stay tuned in because we're going to Barry next in Greenville, North Carolina. Sirius XM 130 is the way Barry's listening. Hi, Barry. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Well, thank you. My wife and different people consider me one of the chillest people around. And how it actually developed was kind of life experience. Mm-hmm. I had lung cancer 31 years ago.
Wow.
So I'm 70 now, so it was at 38. And I was attending a Pentecostal church at the time. And everyone had different scriptures, but the only thing that I got from my own reading was the verse where the man born blind. And the apostles asked, who sinned, him or his parents? And Christ said, none of it, that God would be glorified. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just has given me peace that God is in charge. All we can claim is his mercy and his love. That's all we have going for us. Mm-hmm. He's in mm-hmm. charge, and to just kind of give it all to him.
Right. Right. Well, Barry, I want to just say you're amazing. 31 years ago, lung cancer. Let me share something with you. You're a walking miracle, and that's awesome. And you have a lot to share. And I have said this many times, because I have dealt with cancer and it started when I was in my 30s as well, Barry. So I share that with you. I've said this many times, and I've been criticized. People have actually said to me, "How dare you say this? Because it's not true." But it really is. If you really look into cancer, I've always said there's a blessing around cancer.
It can absolutely be a
Yep, absolutely. There are so many blessings that can come from going through cancer. But the problem is, Barry, as you know, the word cancer scares people. It frightens them so badly. When they get that diagnosis and they hear those words, it is so startling, and just it's traumatizing to people. And I've always said this, if those of us who have gone through cancer, and we are cancer thrivers, Barry, so I'm right with you, we're cancer thrivers. If we could share with people, don't be afraid. Don't go there first. Don't go to the worry first. Go to the blessings that can come of how you can grow closer to God with the trust and the understanding and really advance spiritually. Would you agree with that, Barry?
Yes, and I would also say what I found is if all you do is worry about the cancer, it's one. Whether you live or die, it's one.
Yep.
So don't let it win. Don't worry about it.
Yep. Amen, brother. I love it. You are amazing. Thank you so much for weighing in on this conversation. Great discussion we're having today about worrying. Thank you, Barry. Okay, I'm going to get to Cease in Lincoln, Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio. Cease, I only have about a minute, but I had to squeeze you in, my friend.
Oh my gosh, Debbie, I'll make this very, very quickly. Okay. So I tend to be a worrier, and I like to kind of control things, but God has taught me a few lessons through my many hours spent in holy adoration, and I have asked him to increase my trust lately. And, you know, even in the Bible, he used very explicit examples where words were not used to describe the lesson he was trying to teach us. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I was driving down a very busy thoroughfare here in Lincoln, and it was four lanes of traffic. And there's a family of geese that live over by the Catholic hospital, and they cross 70th Street, and they go over to the VA hospital. And all of a sudden, out of the left side of my eye, I saw them on the west side of the curb getting ready to cross. And I just said, oh, dear God, please protect them and mm-hmm. the drivers, because they're going to get smashed to smithereens if people don't slow down.
Right.
And as I watched them in awe, God was telling me, you know, he was bringing to light a scripture in Matthew 6:26-27 about, hey, if I care about the birds of the air, you know I care about you too. Mm-hmm. And I literally was in tears when I saw both the two adult ducks in each group and their geeslings or goslings, mm-hmm. whatever mm-hmm. they are, cross the street safely. And beautiful. I have to give kudos to your call screener because I was a blubbering idiot when I was trying to convey this story to him. Well, and he was so kind.
Oh,
and I went, oh my gosh, God really touched my heart yesterday. He didn't even use words and he used animals to convey.
See? Oh, Cece, you're amazing. That was a beautiful way to end this discussion. You hear the music. I've got to close the show. And I hope you were listening to Barry because I think Barry really did a wonderful job talking about being a cancer thriver and how to overcome all of that with some beautiful thoughts. You guys did a great job. Thank you to the show team. Thank you to the affiliates at Carry Take Two. We're talking about divorce tomorrow, so get ready for that. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see y'all real soon.